Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yes, no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is altitude. Altitude. And our scripture comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verses 1 through 3. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, feelthefire.com. Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or follow Morning Motivation to have the recording link text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can do that by texting MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Now, all of that information and everything else that you need to know about me, sending me your prayer requests, your testimonies, and all of the information for the exciting, powerful women's conference that's coming up this weekend, at which I am a speaker, is available on the website at feeldefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verses 1 through 3, reading from the KJV. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart, and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, and to the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Now catch this last part. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. Come on and give the Lord praise for the reading of his word today. What is our topic? Say it out loud wherever you are. Altitude. How high do you really want to soar? We'll know by your actions, not just by your words. Talk is cheap. And as my mother says, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream, or even worse, a nightmare. The capability and ability to attain your rightful destiny is within you, but whether or not you actually live it out is up to you. Do you really want to soar like an eagle, or are you just comfortable with the status quo of the safety of living on a level plane? In other words, just existing, never going higher, never soaring, never attaining altitude. In a scripture that we read today, the Lord was speaking to Moses, and he was telling Moses, hey, take these people, these Israelites, my chosen people, that were or who were in bondage in Egypt, and take them up to this land that I've already promised them, which is flowing with milk and honey. And along the way, I will go before them and I will drive out all of their enemies. You know, all of those ites, the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. I will be their shield and I will fight for them because I am their God. All I need for them to do is to follow my instruction. All I need for them to do to attain altitude, in other words, is to just follow my lead. Do what I say do. Speak when I say speak. Be silent when I say be silent. Submit and surrender themselves unto my will and my way. And if they will do those things, then they will have gone from the level plane, the complacency, and the bondage of slavery under the Egyptians to the altitude of a higher place of living in a land flowing with milk and honey. Oh, isn't that great? The promises of God. I already taught you yesterday when I taught you as far as your eyes can see that God cannot lie and that his promises are yes and amen. If you missed that, you can hear it on the morning motivation page of feelthefire.com. Go back and listen to that. So he said, I want to take them up there to a place where they've never been, because that is part of attaining altitude, is that you go higher to a place that you've never been and that you're protected in that place, kind of like flying in a plane. You know, you go to a place that in an altitude that you could not survive on your own, but the protection of the plane and having the correct stabilization of the cabin protects you so that in that place of higher altitude, you're able to live, to function, and to exist. The pilots drive or steer the plane or fly it. This is what God is saying. I'm the pilot. I fly. I protect you. I take you to a place wherein of yourself you could never make it, much less live there on your own. Altitude. But then catch the end of that third verse where he told them, now I'm going to take you there, but I can't really remain in the midst of you all the time because you are a stiff-necked people. See, I found that interesting because, as I said at the beginning of this teaching, we'll know how high you really want to go, not just by your words, but by your actions. Now, I'm going to read that third verse in the New Living Translation. Go up to this land that flows with milk and honey, but I will not travel among you. This is God talking. For you are a stubborn and rebellious people. If I did, I would surely destroy you along the way. My God, isn't it sad that God, or when God wants to take you to a place or take us to a place of altitude, that he has to say, I'll take you there, I'll lead you there, but I can't consistently nor continuously dwell in your midst because you're so rebellious. You are so stiff-necked. You always know the right way in your mind. There's no way but your way or the highway. You know better than me, and I'm God, that I can't even constantly let you dwell in my presence nor be in the midst of you because your mess, your self-limiting behavior, your stubbornness and your rebelliousness, your independence, you're all about me. It'll cause me to destroy you. My God, altitude is here for you. There's a saying of your attitude affects your altitude. I wonder if you've ever checked your attitude today. When you are not prospering, when you are not seeing the desired results, when you are always having interpersonal issues in your home, on your job, in your family, with your friends, do you ever check your attitude? When you can never succeed, although you have all the right tools, all the right credentials, all of the right connections, all of the right legacy, pedigree, and finances, do you ever stop and check your attitude to discern whether or not it is impeding your altitude? How high do you really want to soar? We'll know by your actions, not just your words. Words, because talk is cheap. In the book of Isaiah 40:31, isn't this powerful? Come on and just praise the Lord now. The Bible states, but they, that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. What is it that is precluding you from being an eagle today? What is it that is stopping you from soaring like an eagle today? What is it that is keeping you down? Are you disobedient and stubborn, or are you afraid to take risk? You see, every person whom you know today, whom is extraordinary, had to be willing to take risk. Whether you're speaking of Warren Buffett or Bill Gates or Oprah, they had to take risk. Whether you're speaking of history and Abraham Lincoln or Dr. Martin Luther King or George Washington, they had to take risk. Everyone who wants to go higher must be willing to step out of the complacency of the status quo and to challenge the status quo in themselves first before even going out into society, so that you can attain altitude in this great teaching and understand that attaining altitude not only means that you must take risk, but that you must be willing to accept the consequences of going higher, because to whom much is given, much is required. It's not easy soaring like an eagle. It's not easy going higher. It's not easy bucking against the trend. It's not easy saying things that are right but unpopular. It's not easy going at it alone. Sometimes you will cry to attain altitude. Sometimes you will be alone to attain altitude. Sometimes you will lose family and friends and jobs and money to attain altitude. But altitude is always worth it if you're walking in your destiny. Glory. Come on and praise him. I know you're loving this, but we're running out of time. Hopefully the Lord will let me do a part two of this on tomorrow. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Father. We praise you. We honor you today. Father, we just glorify you. You are empowering us with this hot breakfast for our souls to take risks, to step out on faith, to do what we've never done, to live the impossible, not just dream it, not just proclaim it, not just speak it and say it, but to go forth and do exploits, to go forth and work miracles, to go forth and do great things, because altitude is here for us today. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we want you to live among us in our midst. We don't want to be rebellious. We don't want to be disobedient. We don't want you to feel remorseful about the promise of milk and honey that you have for our lives. We don't want you to feel like you need to destroy us. Father, we want altitude, altitude, altitude. We want altitude, altitude, altitude. We want altitude, altitude, altitude in our lives today. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening, that you would bless them, touch them, release unto them everything that is needed in accordance with your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I'm going to give the altar call, then we'll end with our task for today. Just say, Lord, I thank you for altitude. Say it again. Father, I thank you for altitude. Keep praising him while I give the altar call. If you are not saved or if you're backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I ask for forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the family of our Lord. Everyone, make sure that you're going to church, Sunday school, Bible study, that you're praying, you're spending personal time with the Lord, and that you are tuning in to Morning Motivation. Remember, if you can't tune in live at 6:30, you can hear this at any time throughout the day, because you can eat breakfast all day. So text MM to 33222 now so that you can follow and get the recording sent to your phone at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. All right, our topic for today is altitude. Your task for today is to soar. Take a risk. Do something different that leads you toward your land of milk and honey in accordance with the word of God. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream.
So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something.